Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO, 94.1 FM in Denver. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by CB & Potts, which has been home of the CSU Rams since 1974. They've got five Front Range locations, including their new location in Colorado Springs, next to the Bass Pro Shops at the Northgate exit and I-25. And, of course, their original on 1415 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins. They are currently serving their new Rabbit Punch Red Ale, which is absolutely delicious. I don't know if you've been in there, Mike, but that is a delicious beer. And so if you've not been in there to taste that yet, head into CB & Potts at your nearest location for great food, great drinks, and great atmosphere. Mike Rowe sits alongside me today as we are live on this Sunday leading into the NCAA Tournament Selection Show. Colorado State appears to be pretty comfortable in getting a bid, probably in that 11 to 12 range. Coach, as we talked about right before break, Mike, Coach Eustace is confident that the team is in. Otherwise, he would not have sat J.J. Avila. I didn't like it so much. You said it's probably a good idea to sit him. I would have liked to seen them put the Mountain West Championship at a little more of a premium. Now, granted, you're not going to play a guy if it's going to damage his ankle more and you're not going to put him in jeopardy, but he's a guy that wanted to play, felt like he could have played. I'd like to see the Mountain West Conference Championships don't come around very often, and I'd like to see you go all out and try to win it, not at all costs to hurt the guy, because you want to have the best chance to advance in the NCAA tournament this week, but I just want to see a premium put on winning conference championships.
Yeah, I really think JJ's health is the most important thing right now. The way he plays, he's the most important member of this team. That's why he's first team all-conference player. If he plays Friday night and injures it more, then we're stuck, you know, in the most important game next week in the NCAA tournament without him. So I could see both sides. Yes, I mean, winning the tournament would have been amazing. You know, 2003, that run was, you know, probably the best 3 days I've had as a Ram fan. I mean, it's just an amazing time. You know, it would have been great to have that again. But, you know, JJ needs to be healthy for the games that really count, and that's the NCAA tournament.
What's with the Rams getting snake bit a little bit? If you remember, Dorian Green did almost the same exact thing 2 years ago.
And, you know, in both plays were just kind of – it wasn't anything that was out of the ordinary, something that – I mean, it just happened. It's just kind of random injuries. And, you know, hopefully JJ comes back. Hopefully he's healthy. I know that Dorian, he wasn't 100% whenever we played – when we were in Louisville last 2 years ago. And, you know, hopefully JJ's able to come back and, you know, come back strong, because he really is. You know, I thought he should have been at least co-Mountain West Player of the Year this year.
So Matt Stevens of the Fort Collins, Colorado, wrote a column yesterday. It said CSU is actually in better shape because of the fact that they lost to San Diego State rather than move up possibly as high as like an 8 or 9 seed. And then you'd have to play a number one seed the following, you know, 2 days later, if you happen to be so fortunate to get past the first game. And just like what happened with Louisville, you draw the number one seed in the entire tournament, and that was too bad because that was one of CSU's best teams in history. Mm-hmm. And you have to draw. That was the toughest draw you could have had.
Yeah, I know. Lenardi had it. You know, he changes his bracket every day, and after Thursday, he had bumped us up to a 9 seed playing Cincinnati, with the winner probably facing Kentucky in Kentucky. So, yeah, you know, you don't want to lose, but at the same time, it's not the worst thing, you know, to drop down a seed or two. So instead of getting the one seed, you get, you know, a 4 seed, a 3 seed.
Yeah, the fact is, I mean, we'll look at some, you know, matchups, and it's really the ability to advance in this tournament is all about the matchup you draw. But there's no gimmies in the tournament whatsoever. It's anybody you draw, you're going to have to bring your A game to advance, and then you're going to have to bring your A game 2 nights later again.
You know, that's why it's so exciting. You know, even when your team's not in it, you know, it's still that first weekend is the best weekend in sports. I mean, it's just game, 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 game. Everybody's talking about it. You know, I'm a school teacher, and I have second graders already talking about who they're going to pick in their bracket. I mean, it's awesome. It's just, it's exciting. That's why this time of year is one of my favorites.
You know, it'd be really good for this university and athletic program to do make a little run, you know, because there's been a lot of good stuff going on at this university, Colorado State, with football last year. You know, it's been on the upswing. Basketball has been on the upswing. This could be 3 out of 4 years that they make the NCAA tournament. And it's amazing what a good run, and especially in basketball. Football's king, right? Football's king, and everyone loves football, and all eyes are on football. But basketball, if you can make a good run in the NCAA tournament, it can bring incredible attention to your university. You look back at Butler, you look back at VCU, what they've done over the last 5, 6, 7 years. You know, as big as football is, basketball has brought those universities and others like Florida Gulf Coast. What'd they do? Made it to Sweet 16, I think, that 1 year. And who knew of Florida Gulf Coast?
Exactly.
And you make a run like that, and now everyone knows Florida Gulf Coast, and they even were nicknamed Dunk City, whatever the heck they were. And they didn't even make a run into the deep into the Final Four like Butler and VCU, but their enrollment that next year spiked incredibly, and so did Butler's and VCU. So it's amazing what a basketball run can do.
You know, it would be great for a run. I know Dr. Frank talked about it at the Green and Gold Gala 2 years ago. When we played Louisville, our Colorado State University website had its most hits ever that day, just because everybody's watching. They're watching the number one team of the nation, team that ended up winning the national title that year. And, you know, CSU's hanging in. And, you know, it was a tough game. In fact, we had the lead about halfway through that first half. We were watching that together at Choppers. And everyone was talking CSU. And right now, everybody's talking CSU. You see, you know, Palm's talking about him nonstop. Lenardi's talking about him on ESPN. Jay Williams is talking about him on ESPN. CSU's getting to be a name school. People are talking about CSU. So if we make this run, especially with some of the people that are saying, well, you know, they're a bubble team. Do they deserve to go in? If we can make that run, you know, it's just going to be icing on the cake of what's been an amazing year.
That front porch, as they talk about.
Yeah, you know, we're the top winning program with basketball, football, women's basketball, volleyball in the nation. We're number one. Florida State's number two.
Doesn't it seem like it's, I don't know why it's so hard, at least for a school like Colorado State, to succeed and make those kind of runs more frequently. I mean, Tiny Grant did it. There was a couple, you know, the last few years we've seen decent runs. But in basketball, you need far fewer players than you do in football to make an impact. So, what, 6 to 8 good ones in basketball? In football, you probably need 50 to 60 good ones to be a great team. So why is it so hard? Why do we see such infrequent success at Colorado State in hoops?
Well, I think if you look back over the last decade and a half, or you look back since the runs in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, you know, we haven't been a program. We haven't been a university that supported their athletic program. You know, Dr. Yates, it wasn't a top priority to get athletics to take that next step up. You know, we saw it with what happened with Sonny's program in football when we were rolling. I mean, we saw it with, you know, the hiring of Stu Morrill, who wasn't one of those coaches that was going to really build off of what, you know, Tiny Grant had in the early 90s, and we just kind of went into a lull. You know, the remodel of Moby, they switched the seating around. So students, you know, my first few years, I mean, Moby was always packed, and the way the students were in there, I mean, it was such a fun time. And then in 96, when we had the remodel, all the students got pushed off to the sides. So you're looking at, you know, 15, 20 years of students that didn't have that kind of excitement. You're looking at 15, 20 years where we didn't have that buy-in from a university president, where we had rotating athletic directors. And then you look at, you know, Richie McKay comes in, and I mean, as soon as he was hired, dream job, he had one foot out the door. Dale Lehr, you know, his assistant, a top recruiter, was not a good coach, though, but he makes a run, so automatically he gets that extension. So we have 4 years, 5 years after that run where we just did absolutely nothing. Tim Miles came in, and he really got it. You know, obviously he changed the program around. Again, one foot out the door went by the time he came in. Hopefully, Larry, you know, I love what he's doing there. I think he's a guy he loves Fort Collins. He loves that he can disappear in Fort Collins and just be himself. And he's really taken that. Now we'll see. I know some people don't like, you know, we have this transfer and this transfer and this transfer. You know, everyone wants to see the 4-year guys like Jesse Carr and Dorian Green and Pierce, you know, but that's not basketball anymore. There's not any program that does that anymore. If you look at the number of Division I transfers last year, I mean, it's astonishing how many kids just commit then leave after a year or two. So I don't mind the transfers. And one of the things is these second chance guys, they're coming in and you know, they have that chip on their shoulder. You look at JJ, you look at Daniel, you know, you look at Stanton Kidd. These guys have a chip on their shoulder and they want to prove people wrong. You know, Stanton comes here because he wanted to go to a bigger program from North Carolina Central. He wanted to get noticed, and he's getting noticed. You know, JJ was at the Naval Academy, and then he comes here. You know, Bejarano, it didn't work out at Arizona, so he wants to prove people wrong that he was that good of a recruit, and that's why Arizona wanted him. You know, so I like the way this team is built, and I'm hoping that, you know, Eustachy, two tournament runs in 2 years or in 3 years, I hope that just continues and continues. And I'm glad that Dr. Frank is behind the athletic program.
Mike Rowe, longtime Ram Nationer, posts on the board as Cam's Chorizo, one of the fan favorites on the message boards, is my guest sitting in with me today. You know, it'll be good, Mike, to see the Mount West potentially get four teams in. We know that San Diego State is for sure in. Wyoming is for sure in, thanks to the auto bid. Colorado State is most likely in. Boise State is most likely in. Everybody we've looked at has all four teams in. In a year that the Mountain West was down, I mean, let's face it, the Mountain West has had some very, very good years. This year was not one of them. I think 12th in the RPI as far as conference mm-hmm. rankings go. So for in a year like this, it's big for the Mountain West to have had that happen. It's a big coup, and that's obviously thanks to Wyoming doing what they did.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the struggles is just the bottom half of this, this conference.
San Jose State, Nevada's been terrible.
Exactly. Nevada, you know, they had that run, you know, a few years ago when Fizikas was there, but they haven't done anything since. They're a bad program. UNLV has a bad coach. They have first-round talent, and they can't do anything with it. You know, San Jose State is dreadful. You know, I understand why they're in the conference. We had to do it. It's one of those it's either the Mountain West is destroyed or the WAC is destroyed. It's better to you know, be the eater than to get killed off on that. But those teams just make the conference look that bad. But I don't, you know, you look at our top six teams, Fresno State's not a bad team. You know, they beat Boise. They beat Boise in Boise. You know, they beat San Diego State. You look at UNLV, who's off.
Well, yeah, take the four teams, and then you add in a usual perennial mm-hmm. contender, New Mexico and UNLV, which have been obviously way yep. down this year. But you know, you take six good teams every year. That's solid.
Yeah. So I don't think it's as bad as people like to say it is. You know, if you cut off that bottom half, if we're back to our, you know, 10 teams in the Mountain West instead of the 12 that we have, the 11 that we have. It looks a lot better than what people are saying.
Speaking of Wyoming, that's a team that, as we said, could probably make a run with the way that they're playing. I know we're coming up against a break here, but Larry Nance Jr. is a beast. Josh Adams, what a good player he has been. I know you have your opinions about him, but I, as a fan, I would have liked to have seen Josh Adams end up at CSU.
I'm not the biggest fan of his. I wasn't whenever he was in high school. You know, he didn't have very many kind words to say to Coach Miles when he was in high school. That's why he wasn't offered to go to CSU. So, you know, it is what it is.
Well, we got to take another break. We've got one more segment to go. We'll continue the hoops talk, maybe even touch on a little bit of spring football. There's a lot to talk about here with the quarterback race and all the new changes that Coach Bobo's got in place, new schemes and all that. So we'll touch on that a little bit. You've been listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports. We'll be back after the messages.